New research into Christmas gifting and retail returns conducted by Monash University over several years has found one in three Australians have returned a Christmas gift for a refund or an exchange or a store credit. To comment further, Dr. Eloise Zoppos, Monash Business School's Australian Consumer and Retail Studies. Dr. Zoppos, thank you for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
I'm intrigued by the fact that apparently it's expected in certain quarters or age groups that when somebody gives you a present, they should also give you the docket in case you want to take it back.
It is a bit surprising, Mike, isn't it? I know that, you know, the idea of giving a receipt with a gift is traditionally maybe a bit taboo and, you know, maybe people wouldn't necessarily think to do it. But our research shows that half of Australians would like a gift receipt to accompany their Christmas gift. That is proof of purchase from the retail store. So it doesn't necessarily state the amount that was spent if it's a gift receipt, but it does state that it was purchased from the store and when, which would allow them to return their gift.
So you don't know exactly how much it is, but it implies a lack of faith in your friends or relatives' understanding of you and what you like, doesn't it?
Well, I think what we're seeing is, particularly when it comes to gifts like apparel, so your clothing, your footwear, your accessories, you know, they're the most popular gift in our research that people are giving to each other. But of course, you know, that's very subjective. People have their personal taste. And of course, those gifts might not fit. So what we found when we did this research was that that was one of the highest categories that people were returning for various reasons, hence why people would like the receipt, so that instead of having to, you know, potentially donate them or give them away or, you know, even give them to landfill, this way they would be able to return it to the store and get something else to their size and to their taste.
So if you get a pair of Nikes and they don't fit, you can take it back. I can kind of see that. Used to be, was it not, that I can think of a couple of people I know who do exactly this. When they get a gift they don't like, they have a special cupboard where they put those gifts so they can re-gift. Is that a dying art?
Not at all, Mike. What we're seeing in our Christmas gifting research is that re-gifting is often a popular gift. But what we're seeing too is that, you know, secondhand gifts are becoming popular as well. So people might go do their gift shopping at an op shop or a secondhand store, or even make something for somebody as well. So handmade gifts are becoming popular. So I really think people are exploring what other types of gifts they can give to people for Christmas and, you know, other occasions as well.
So do people really like handmade gifts? I mean, I can see that it's kind of nice and warming that somebody went to that trouble for you. But if the product isn't all that good, does that make it awkward?
Well, I'd like to think that it's the thought that counts. And I'm sure lots of people like to think that too. So I think what's really important when people are giving a handmade gift or something to that effect is that, you know, it really is who are you giving it to and what are you making for them? You know, it is the thought that counts, but I think there is a lot of consideration that goes into these things as well.
I can see a cottage industry in this. Gift advisors.
I think it's it should be a topic, isn't it? Especially with, you know, cost of living, you know, people are trying to see where they can, you know, cut down on their spend a little bit. And, you know, Christmas gifting can be really tricky, a really tricky time for some people. So it's great to see people exploring options to, you know, try and still give a gift and make Christmas special.
Very interesting. Dr. Zoppos, I appreciate your time and comments. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Eloise Zoppos, Monash Business School's Australian Consumer and Retail Studies.